All right, 4 o'clock hour here on Hockman and Crowder. The countdown is on. We are just 3.5 hours away from me seeing Top Gun. 4.5 hours away from you guys watching The Heat.
I was doing the math in my mind. I was like, I don't think he's right on this one.
I couldn't get anybody to bite on my hook. I thought I had cast a perfect lure, and I couldn't get any bites on my hook. Anyway.
You're more excited about Top Gun.
You're more excited about Hop Gun. I know you're more excited about Hop Gun and Funky Buddha than
Memorial Day weekend. I have this is ready.
I'm telling you, Memorial Day weekend, if you don't have a case of Funky Buddha something in your refrigerator, you're doing it wrong. Then your clothes ain't smoky. Your clothes ain't smoky. There's a line change on the Heat-Celtics game. It's gone down to 8. So the Heat now are 8-point underdogs. They were 8.5-point underdogs at the beginning of the show. We're playing some best-of bits. I mean, we haven't had a chance to play a ton of them. Just one, because we're too busy yapping here. But I'd like to play some more. Speaking of casting a line, I really want to play a fishing segment that we did, and it's not going to bore you. I know you hear fishing segment. I don't know. It's Crowder on a fishing trip. This sounds so absurd. Crowder on a fishing trip with Solana and Dan Day. I mean, if that's not the plot to Gilligan's Island, then I don't know what is.
But I go fishing 30, 40 times a year, and this was one of the most interesting trips I've ever been on.
We turned it into a game show on the radio. I imagine a lot of people will be out on the water this weekend, not just in South Florida, but all over the country. A lot of people will be out on the water. I want to play this fishing trip game show we did. Let's do headlines here, though. Start out the 4 o'clock hour headlines with Alejandro Solana.
This sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Tonight in Boston, Game 6, Heat, Celtics, 8:30 p.m. tip-off.
All right, you can hear the game tonight on 790 The Ticket. I just told you the line has changed. It is 8 right now, and, hopefully they can surprise everybody. Jimmy Butler over-under on points, 22.5. Bam Adebayo over-under on points. What was it earlier? Was it 17.5
or 18.5? 16.5.
It was 16.5?
Yeah, okay, I wrote it down.
It's still 16.5, but right now it's plus 100. It's even money. Earlier in the show, it was minus 125. So, I don't know. Take that for what it's worth. If you do like the Bam over tonight, Crowder, this would be a good time for us to put it in because it's at even money instead of minus 125.
Can you promise me he shoots 20 times?
No, I can't. I don't know what to think about this series anymore. I really don't. No. I'm so confused. I saw Ira Winderman, and Solana's been reporting it all day, but Ira Winderman wrote in the Sun Sentinel, despite point guard Kyle Lowry being limited to a balky hamstring and despite a shooting slump by guard Max Strus, Miami Heat coach Eric Spoelstra said after his team's morning shoot-around, there would be no lineup change for tonight's Eastern Conference Game 6 at TD Garden. These are tough decisions. We're going with that lineup, Spoelstra said. It's been a really successful lineup. Spoelstra also said, according to Ira's article here in the Sun Sentinel, this is a fast-moving series, and that happens with two competitive teams. Who can get to who can get to their strengths more often, who can get the other team out of their strengths. It's a fine line between doing those things and making adjustments, but that's part of the deal. So, and then Ira writes, less certain is the reserve rotation with Tyler Hero having missed games 4 and 5 with the groin strain. So that we still don't know about, right, Solana? Have you seen anything on Tyler Hero?
I have not. As you mentioned, it's just he's going to do everything possible he can to play tonight.
Yeah. If he starts this backcourt like we've seen it, he better have a quick trigger on him, though.
That's what I think. I think that that he starts them, but if it's pretty apparent early on, either that Max Strus can't hit a shot still or that Kyle Lowry just doesn't have anything, Yeah, I think he goes right to the bench. I think he goes right to the bench.
Did y'all see the video of the Heat getting off the bus and Kyle Lowry walking into the hotel?
I saw someone comment on it, but I haven't watched the video yet.
Bro, he's limping, just walking off a bus.
Really?
Yeah, but was he limping or did he have a wedgie? I'm not sold on it yet. Well, I mean, we know about what Kyle's packing, right? Like we know
right,
he's got a
right.
big yeah.
a wedgie. That's not a small problem with him.
Right. Well, for us, for one of us, you know, you got a wedgie, pick it real quick, no problem. But for Kyle, this could be like a minute, 2 minute process.
He needs an athletic trainer to help him.
He needs the jaws of life.
Hey, Tim, get the top. I got the bottom.
Hold on. I'm watching the video now. Will Manso from Local 10 has tweeted it out. Is he one of the first off the bus or one of the last?
I think because he's Will, after Jimmy.
Will even writes.
Yeah, he's right. He comes after Jimmy. Jimmy's first, and he's like the third one.
I just saw Oladipo, so I'm way at the end. Let me just watch the beginning. Oh, now you can hear it. Hold on. I'll turn my sound off. There's Jimmy. Oh yeah, that I don't. There's no way that's a limp. That I think Solana's right. Solana's right. Either
it's a wedgie.
It could be that. Sometimes things get stuck.
Right.
Yeah. I. There's no. It looks like he can barely walk.
Yeah, because he can barely play. Look at him, man. I'm watching it right now.
No, I think Solana's right. I think that's a wedgie, or that's you want to start. You know, you start. Sometimes you got to dig in the crotchal area to straighten things out.
Yeah.
But he realized he just got off the bus. There's a million cameras. He's gonna be inside in a few steps. So yeah, there's no way that's him.
My dad is here right now. Big Randy's here. He had double knee replacements and a hip done, and he walks better than what Kyle looked like getting off
that's
that
what bus. I'm saying. There's something going on there that's not a...
Yeah. Injury. Injury's going on.
No
injury.
Chance. His leg is asleep. Something. There's no chance that's a limp.
My favorite part...
You can see it on Will Manso's Twitter, by the way, at Will Manso on Twitter.
My favorite part about this video that I feel like a lot of people didn't even notice because everybody's so... focused on Kyle Lowry's limp when it's obviously just a wedgie, is general manager in the first couple seconds of that video, Andy Ellisberg, is just standing there in the background and just like staring off into I don't know what. And he's hard to miss. You know, he's a big dude, really big dude.
Let me see.
He got to get some buttons. He got to get some buttons on his polo.
Yeah, you're right. Andy Ellisberg is almost standing like a fan. He absolutely could be walking in with the team.
Yeah.
Low-key security there by Andy Ellisberg. Let's see. Dwayne Dedmon gets off.
I think he's out for the season.
Why does Dwayne Dedmon go the opposite direction than everyone else?
He got a bad one over there. Probably.
Hello. Good to see you again.
Forgot his tools.
1203. Room 1203.
There's Victor Oladipo walking off. Gabe Vincent. Duncan. All right. Yeah, that's definitely not a limp by Kyle Lowry. Something's up there in the crotchal area.
Maybe sat on a pack of Trident on the bus. I don't know.
What's in his pants? Eric Spoelstra? Do y'all watch how he's walking?
Yes, that's what I'm telling you.
That's what goes in my mind when I watch this video.
Solana didn't walk that poorly after the ACL surgery.
ACL doesn't make you walk like that.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. That's what I'm saying. There's something awry, and it's not his.
You know what I'm betting? I'm betting the Kyle Lowry under. Going on Prize Picks right now. Make me some money.
All right, what do you have in the headlines, Solana?
Game 7, by the way, when the Heat win tonight, will be Sunday at 8:30 p.m.
All right. I hope you're right.
The NBA Finals does begin next Thursday, June 2nd. First team to punch their ticket to the big dance, the Golden State Warriors. They won.
Right, so we already know it'll be Heat and Warriors. We already know the opponent.
Yep.
Okay.
unless you ask Draymond Green on the TNT broadcast last night.
He said Boston.
Bum.
You want to know what the lines would be, by the way, from Bet Online? These are NBA final look-ahead lines from Bet Online. If it is Celtics and Warriors, the Warriors are a minus 155 favorite for the series. And if it is Heat and Warriors, the Warriors are a minus 210 favorite for the series.
Is it advantageous for us to bet the Warriors now, no matter who they play?
To be quite honest, yes. I do believe you would get better money right now. Let me see if that future is up. That's a good question.
Yeah, because I don't think either one of these teams can play with the Warriors.
Boy, they look good, huh?
Yeah, and they hit their stride at the right time. Like they saw them getting stronger and stronger throughout the playoff series.
Warriors to win the NBA championship right now is minus 145. Warriors will not win the NBA championship is plus 110.
Put me nine units on the Warriors.
Celtics to win the NBA finals right now are plus 120. And the Miami Heat to win the NBA championship right now, the Miami Heat are plus 2,500.
Yeah. Sounds about right. For real, man, I'm in. If you want to go Warriors win the championship now, I'm 100% in.
Did you refer to the NBA Finals, Solana, as the big dance?
I did.
All right. Josh Appel, Marlins PA announcer, Jim Nance Award winner, pointing out on our text thread here that no one calls the NBA Finals, and I believe he's right. Nobody calls it the big dance.
Yeah, I disagree with that. Also, I would like Josh Appel to hold his ooh a little bit longer when he's announcing Greg Cooper is at the plate. Okay. He should focus on his own.
If he announced Greg Cooper because the dude's name is Garrett Cooper. But other than that, you nailed your insult.
This is Greg Cooper, former Canes running back, that I get him confused.
They're gonna sign when they sign Greg. He got you, Solana.
but your point was well taken.
Yeah. I'll transition now to some Marlins headlines as they begin a three-game series in Atlanta. 7:20 p.m. is your first pitch tonight versus the Bravos.
All right.
You have a big soccer weekend coming up. Champions League final is tomorrow. Liverpool will play Real Madrid. That's a 3 p.m. kickoff.
Okie doke.
And then at 8 p.m. tomorrow night in Fort Lauderdale, Inter Miami, they're hosting the Portland Timbers.
Very good.
Just checking the Canes score really quickly. Right now, looks like the last tweet from Canes Baseball's Twitter account, because I can't find the live score.
that's how you're getting the score?
Just doing a little research. Looks like it's Wake Forest 6, Miami 1 in the
ACC Steven
tournament.
Know? Wasn't Steven watching the game? Jimmy, if Jimmy was there, he'd be watching the game.
Yeah. 6-1 right now. Wake Forest leads the 3-seed Miami Hurricanes in the ACC tournament.
And they lost Wednesday, too.
They did.
In the ACC tournament.
Yeah, it's pool play, so losing both games, probably not advantageous.
Yeah, probably not. Even if it wasn't pool play, it's probably not advantageous.
Finally, guys, this is interesting. Tony Montana from Scarface, he was named after 49ers quarterback Joe Montana.
That true?
Yeah.
Huh.
All right. Wow.
Like the by who? By like Brian De Palma? Yeah, I guess like.
Well, I think De Palma hired Oliver Stone to write the script, and I believe it was Stone's favorite athlete. Period.
Huh. I did not know that. All right, very good. Anything else, Solana?
Taught us something today.
Yeah, if it's true, we don't know if it's true, so he may have taught us something. He may not.
Did you get this research off of Twitter?
Yeah, Greg Cooper tweeted it.
This Greg is taking over.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7-866-954-MORE. Right now, partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows they'll drop into the mid-70s, around 82 degrees currently. That's your weather.
All right. So Heat tonight on 790, The Ticket. You'll get an extended pregame show with Alejandro Solana beginning at 6 p.m. this evening on 790, The Ticket. Heat right now, 8-point underdogs this evening. So we're giving you a hybrid Hockman and Crowder. Canes are down 6-2, a couple of texters say. Hybrid Hockman and Crowder, best of and regular live show. We're just kind of meandering through a holiday Friday. And I want to play a segment for everybody that has to do with Crowder fishing with Solana and Dan Day. I could have told you it was going to be a disaster. I mean, just from describing it. But.
Get back to the dock, please.
We ended up turning it into a game show. I'm sure a lot of people will be out on the water this holiday weekend. We turned it into a game show. This was a couple of years ago. We're going to do that for you in a moment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Young boy, take it easy. Weight room is essential. You got to get in that weight room.
Hawk and Crowder.
I'm imagining, Crowder, you still have very mixed memories about your fishing trip with Solana and Dan Day.
I have very vivid memories.
I will tell you something about Crowder. Crowder loves to go fishing with anybody. You really do. There are people, when we're out doing an event, people go, oh, Crowder, they'll come up to him. He's never met him before. I've got this fishing boat. I'd love to go fishing with you. And Crowder will give them his number. And then three weeks later, Crowder will go, oh, yeah, I'm going fishing this weekend. Remember that guy that came up to us at the food truck? And I'll be like, really? You're going fishing with him? He loves going fishing with people.
It's my weakness. Like, you know, when you're spitting game and try, you know, talking to a woman or talking to a man, whatever it is. Like, if you say fishing to me, you got me. Yes.
That's what, it.
You need my number?
Yeah, but like, I love gambling. I love going to a casino. But if somebody came up to me and said, hey, Hawk, you want to go to Hard Rock this weekend and we'll play some blackjack? Like, no. Nah, maybe I'll run into you. And when I say people, I'm talking about Solana and Dan Day. Like, nah, I'm good.
Next time we're in studio, I'll show you my phone. If I type into my contact search list fishing, 70 contacts pop up. And it'll be fishing Hard Rock, fishing the Flanagans, fishing Twin
Just
Peaks.
A guy that you met at one of those places.
Fishing Twin Peaks 2, fishing Twin Peaks 3. Like, I have fishing off through it. And when I want to go fishing, I'll just start calling them randomly. I don't know when I met them.
Amazing. Well, so Crowder was going on a fishing trip. He invited Solana and Dan Day. And then we still had our show at that time was me, Crowder, Solana, Dan Day, and Jay Figg. And so we turned it into a game show, what really happened on this fishing trip. And this will be today's Gone Fishing with Channing Crowder. Usually Crowder gives you a piece of fishing advice, but today Gone Fishing will be an actual fishing trip where people went fishing with Channing Crowder. It's brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. The FWC encourages boaters to find a comfortable life jacket and always wear it while boating. So here it is. We did it on the air the day after these these numbskulls came back from their fishing trip. The Hockman and Crowder Fishing Trip Game Show. All right. We're going to learn a little bit here and play a little game. Jen Figueroa checking in. Hello, Jen.
Hello.
You ready to learn a little bit? We've got a text thread with all of us going, so we kind of knew that they were all fishing together on Sunday. And so Jen and I, and we were like viewing it from afar. But we don't know much about the trip, right, Jen? Like, so I'm going to give you factoids, although they might be falseoids, as you were pointing out to me during the commercial break, because a factoid would connote that they're all facts. Some of these are made up. But before we get to that, so explain to me, Solana, because I did not include this in the factoids, explain to me how the trip started. Because was Dan picking you up, or was he coming to your house for you to drive then?
So I live in Kendall. We were, how would you say, Crowder, making port? What's it called? Making
making port?
Yeah.
Making port? What are you, a midshipman?
I don't know what you and Dan did Friday, Saturday night, but Sunday morning we just got on the boat. All we did was get on the boat Sunday morning.
Making port. Already I can see he's an annoying boat guest.
Yes.
Like, yes, you were getting on the boat. We're making port. Making
just by
port.
His bucket hat, you knew it's stuff went
down. Oh, whoa.
I'm sorry. I barely
finished. Dump that, Solana.
I dumped it. Dan Day dumped that Thank as well God. Over there.
All right.
My bad.
All right. Radio professional.
Yeah,
Jen
do that,
Figueroa.
Radio professional.
I didn't finish
it's
the word.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Exactly.
I didn't finish
the
so, word.
But, so we were making port about 6:15 yeah. Sunday morning, I guess. Yes.
So Dan Day, I didn't want Dan Day to have to drive because he doesn't live as close as I do. I'm about an hour away from down in the Keys where we were leaving from. And I told Dan, drive to my house. If we leave around 4:50, 5 a.m., we should be good to be there right on time at 6:15. So I texted him like, hey, you on your way? No answer from Dan Day, which is very typical. And then at around 4:55, he calls me. And I'm like, oh, okay, he must be outside or whatever. And he's like, hey, do you live in some warehouses? Because I'm outside.
What?
I was in some warehouses behind a vape shop.
I was like, no, where are you? He's like, don't you live in Kendall? I'm in Cutler Bay. I'm like,
How
Cutler
is that
Bay?
A thing?
Just such a great question. Do you live in some warehouses? I'm outside.
And
all
so,
right,
but,
so there you go.
But really quickly, I'm like, Dan, no, you know I live in Kendall. Like, Cutler Bay is nowhere near me. He's like, all right, I'll be right there. I'm like, no, well, clearly... You're, like, I need to give you a different address or something because clearly, like, you're not going to be right here. He's like, all right, okay, I'll be right there. Like, very confused. I'm like, Dan, I'm going to send you another address. Come to this one. So I sent him the address to, like, the Publix next to my house. And then we were able to figure it out. So that's how the trip started off.
It just went downhill, downhill from there.
And I did tweet out, and we'll put it up on Instagram, put it on the 790 and the 560 Instagram, Solana, during the next commercial break, so you could see the pictures of Crowder, Solana, and Dan on the fishing trip. A question I got from when I posted it on Instagram last night on my Instagram account, Dan, I got a lot of direct messages from people asking if you were going to a Dave Matthews concert, if you thought you were going somewhere and then just a fishing trip broke out because you were wearing flannel and like looked like heavy shorts almost. Was that your fishing attire?
Yes. Yes.
All right. And, like you thought that this is perfectly appropriate. Did he look like a fisherman, Crowder?
No. And I assumed through his stories he was telling that he didn't really get a chance to prepare
right.
for the trip. Because he had some Saturday night activities.
Well, that's why I was asking it. Like, was activities. That your planned fishing outfit, or did you just get caught up and that's what you happened to be wearing, and then the fishing trip came along?
No, anytime I go in public with Crowder, I always plan out what I'm going to wear.
All right, so that was thought out.
Yeah, that well, I always wear
thought
let
out.
Let me ask, because I don't know all the questions that we're going to ask Jay Fig, but it is what you guys brought a part of the questions? Because that blew my mind when y'all got there.
Well, let me get to that. Yeah, so let me get to that.
Okay.
Well, in fact, let's do it, and then whatever I miss out, we can go to. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play this little radio game show, and Jen Figueroa is going to get little snippets of the trip. She's going to have to guess whether it's true or false. By the way, my friend Brett over at Caneswear, he has graciously texted me and said, your prize can be any Miami Hurricanes shirt there at Caneswear for you for the upcoming season. Caneswear.com is the website, and they're in Davie if people want to go to their store. But he's going to give you a Miami Hurricanes t-shirt, Jen, if you get more right than wrong on this, all right? So you
Crossing
have actual stakes. Because we all want to rep the Canes, and Caneswear's got it going on. And again, it's caneswear.com. And we love Brett. He's a good guy and a good listener to the show. So we appreciate him coming through with this, possibly for Jen. Do you have a big open for the Fishing Factoids game show, Solana?
The Fishing Trip with Old Tugboat. Well, Solana and Dan Day take it to the sea. The big fishing trip with the big tugboat.
My favorite part.
I don't know what's going on there.
Exactly.
All right. You understand how to play this game, Potty Mouth?
I'm so sorry, but yes.
Okay. I'm going to give you a little fact or falsehood about the trip. You tell me whether you think it's true or false, and this is a way we can all learn about the fishing trip. So, Crowder, it was you, T.J. Jarvis, and the captain and the first mate?
Yeah, Captain Scotty Feltman. Dan, Tyler, I think the first mate was. I never met him before.
Tommy.
It was Tom. I think it was Tyler, bro. You called the man Tommy all damn day. His name is Tyler.
That dude.
Because when I paid him at the end, I was like, Tommy. And he was like, my name's Tyler. And I felt bad because you told me his damn name was Tommy. Yes. So me, TJ Jarvis, Dan Solana, and the captain and the mate.
How did TJ and Jarvis, three guys I know, how did they like Solana and Dan?
I think they liked him for 7 hours. That last hour got rough. I think at a certain point you're around, you know, seven grown men for too long, and then it kind of just wears on you. So we were good for about seven and a half hours.
All right, that's good. That's longer than I expected. I thought one of them would have ended up overboard as chum.
Well, I was close.
All right.
Dan had a chance. Bro, Dan has the worst sea legs in the history of time.
Terrible. I am so beat up right now. I couldn't. No, I fell in the bathroom five times.
He fell. He would just fall. We would stand there, and he would fall down, and everybody would look like, is he okay, bro? I'm like, why do y'all keep looking at me? I'm not holding him up. Why do you keep falling?
All right, Jennifer Figueroa, number one, Dan got fish guts all over. We saw that you guys caught a bunch of fish. Dan got fish guts all over his shorts, so Solana made Dan take his pants off for the ride home and put them in the trunk.
No lie, this sounds so true to me.
Saying true? Wrong, I'm sorry. Dan got to wear his pants home.
Nice shorts right there. It's my good shorts, Sunday shorts.
That's a good friend.
But if it was up Jennifer. To Dan, he would have been naked hours ago.
Correct.
Yes. Right. Jennifer, Dan took a 12-pack of beer. He did not drink or eat anything other than the 12-pack that he brought himself. The entire day. That is true.
No way. I brought way more than 12 beers.
Either way, you drank them all.
Crowder,
you know
I brought about like 20 beers, 25
And didn't
beers.
Eat anything. You never eat when we're out, Dan.
Never.
I don't eat.
No water either. Like none.
Just beer.
You have to be very hydrated out on sea. Come on.
You know how when you do like a bullet check in war when everybody says how many clips you got left? You do a check before you leave shore, you know, for 8, 10 hours. When I looked and did my check, I was like, okay, what do we have? We have 60 beers, 3 bottles of water, some beef jerky, and 2 bags of chips. And it was 7 of us. Only thing Solana and Dan they brought was beer. Solana brought some damn charcuterie tray and cheese and meat. Bro, it was just before we got on the boat, my mind was blown about what they thought a fishing trip was.
What?
He had cheese wrapped with prosciutto and saltine crackers.
Yeah.
I'm like, why? Who chooses
and
that
chips.
To come out on a boat?
I brought chips. I brought some sandwiches, some prosciutto wrapped mozzarella. And
some what? Mozzarella.
And
all right, pack. Jennifer, Solana caught the most fish the entire day. True or false?
True?
Solana. Woo!
That's what he says. He
Correct.
Says
That's
it's true.
Solana. Come
Is
on.
Is he man. Lying?
He's lying.
What?
Is this a pride thing? Are you sure?
Crowder.
He's lying.
Crowder.
Solana.
Crowder.
Solana. Solana. Y'all couldn't reel when we went deep dropping. Y'all couldn't reel them all the way up to the boat anymore. Y'all tapped out about halfway through the trip.
I'm the only one who reeled in the bonito. Like what are you talking
oh,
about?
You know what? I'll say he did. You know what? Solana,
I have video proof of it. There's
I caught the most fish. That's
well.
My
let me jump
tell
you.
I got it right.
You
got it right.
The biggest. You get it right.
The biggest.
You did get it right.
The biggest.
Thank you.
No,
we'll
but
see.
The biggest wasn't the question. I
right,
definitely
it was
caught
most.
The most fish. And Crowder is easily the best, most experienced fisherman, but he was being nice enough to let everybody
well,
else
let,
get
involved. Well, let me jump ahead to this. True or false, Jennifer? The one time Dan Day touched a fishing rod, he got 2 fish on the line but could not reel them in, So Crowder stepped in and got them for him.
True.
That is apparently true.
It was hilarious. I picked it up and I was like, nothing here. Crowder goes, Dan, give me that. Let me. I thought it was nothing. I was just like, eh.
Really? This exactly what happened. We were in 200 feet of water, so it takes it's hard to reel fish up from that depth, and they're not, you know, like, it's weight, so it's not easy to do. So I go inside. Dan has the pole. Jarvis, who the hell is Jarvis, runs inside. He's like, Crowder, man, you need to come help Dan. I'm like, what? I thought the bastard fell again because he was falling all day. So I'm like, damn, Dan done fell and hurt himself. He's like, no, we go out. Dan, he just couldn't turn the reel anymore. He just tapped out.
you'd had enough, Dan.
I wasn't even really trying, though. That was the thing.
Imagine if he would have fallen in the water. Yeah,
God bless this kid.
Dan was gung-ho. He was out there ready to grab a pole. Then he grabbed it, and then it just went. It didn't turn over the way it was. But he was bruised up, so I give him a pass.
Jennifer, the captain of the boat, had a full leg tattoo of Angelina Jolie from Tomb Raider.
Oh my god, that's so specific. True?
Sorry, I made that up. Just wanted to see if I could get you to believe that.
It's the best lies to make.
This is a very experienced liar you're talking to. Jennifer, the name of the boat... Believe it or not, after all we've been through on this show, the name of the boat was Titanic 2.
Good Lord. False.
Yeah, I made that up. Good job. I have one in here. Is that what it's called? Hound dog?
The hound dog, yeah.
Yeah, I have one in here that says...
Dan Day fell over 10 times. We know that's true because Solana made sure to tell me that.
Maybe more.
Dan, I laid down. We were moving to go. We moved to go deeper and go dolphin fishing. So it's like a 45-minute ride. I went inside and laid in the middle of the ground because I'm just big and can't fit on the couch. I'm laying there. Dan, something falls and hits my stomach. And I wake up to Dan Day laying on me. And I'm like, Dan, why are you laying on me? Get off of me.
Just trying to pull a move on you.
You just have no equilibrium, Dan? And you have a bad equilibrium?
I mean, full disclosure, the 14 beers I had for lunch definitely helped. Yeah, I do have bad sea legs.
Yeah, that's so great. How about this one?
When Dan hit my chest, I thought somebody threw a cover on me because he's so little.
You pulled it up higher.
I grabbed his pants and tucked him up under my chin, and I found out it was Dan.
Jennifer, Crowder told me earlier today on the phone he really enjoyed spending time with Solana and thinks we're very lucky he's the executive producer of our show.
That is false.
You are correct.
I know I am.
I do feel that way, Solana. Don't let him lie to you.
And you just won yourself a Miami Hurricanes t-shirt from Caneswear, caneswear.com. We love Brett over there. Thank you for giving us a t-shirt for JFig, and I will put you in contact with them. You can go to their website, Figgy, caneswear.com, pick out something that you like. That was very nice of him to do that. Well, look at that. We learned a little bit about the fishing trip with Crowder, Solana, and Dan Day. So all in all, Crowder, would you go fishing with them again?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It was fun. Like, we gave each other a hard time. And then, you know, Solana's reality check and Dan Day's sea legs. But it was all in good fun. We did have a great time. Everybody enjoyed each other. So, yes, they are invited on the next go.
Was Dan Day dressed noticeably out of place, though?
Yes, but my father-in-law came with us, and he always dresses like he's going to church. So he had on, like, slacks. So Dan Day with his club outfit on and my father-in-law with his slacks, like they look like they were supposed to be on the same boat.
And I'd like to point out that his father-in-law wore his water shoes. I didn't wear them because I didn't want to get ripped by Crowder the entire time, and I regret it because I would have been matching with his father-in-law, who I thought looked great in the water shoes, by the way.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
But isn't that Solana better to have on a boat anyway?
Water shoes?
I mean, you don't want to dirty the boat either.
But listen, it makes sense. But to be honest, if you're fishing and you hit the water, something went wrong. We never get in the water fishing.
Yeah.
Right. Solana, can you put the fishing pictures up on the 790 and 560 Instagram pages?
Yep, do it right now.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Can you yodel?
No, I'm black, Hawk.
Hawk and Crowder.